Okay, I think I jarred it loose.
That's another
thing. Don't ask me how.
Okay, we won't.
About is this depression? Is this depression in here for the core? Oh, maybe 15, 20 meters out in here. Jack, what did you have in mind for the neutron flux? Either the one you're in, you're down in there, or next one over behind that rock in front of you over there. Oh, yeah, I can go way over there. That's not too far, probably from the rock. Either way, I think it's fine, see? But I would suggest behind the rock
for the neutron flux. Huh?
Yes, sir, in the core.
Well,
I thought they wanted to core in that depression.
Well, there's also one over there.
We can
okay, and 17.
I'll be behind that rock. That looks good from here.
And 17, we think you guys are by far the best position to judge that, far better than we are. You know what the requirements are on shielding and
okay.
Greater than 50 meters, 25 meters.
Okay, Bob. Long board, then.
Okay, copy that. See, looks like that one went in fairly well.
Well, probably about like the other one did. Not too bad.
Okay.
Oh, I must be getting old. I expect the next two are going to be a little harder. Bob, I'm not very happy with this level. But I'll turn it on and have me come back a little bit later when they're warmed up some more and let's see what it looks like.
Okay, we'll do that. Give me a mark when you turn it on and we'll do what kind of signals we got.
Okay, the shadow Norman's aligned. I'm going to turn the shorting plug on.
Copy that.
On.
Roger.
And, the needle is full scale left.
All right, copy that.
I can't believe that. What's the problem? Well, that whole board turns in the ground. It's so loose. I got that, you know, those threads sometimes stick on you a little bit. I got one stuck halfway down, and the whole board's turning, so now I got to use a wrench on it.
Okay, Jack, and we have...
Bob, rock... About 10 feet southeast of my larynx location, I can move a little more north, and we'll get 15 feet from that. That okay?
No, I think it's the rock there, Jack.
Oh, it stands, it's a meter wide, and stands about a third of a meter high.
About a third, about a foot high.
Bob, how's that for...
a third of a meter.
Okay.
Bob, how's that for soil mechanics? I pulled the first four right on out trying to get this thing on right.
I'll put it in. Put it in before the hole fills up there, Gino.
Yeah. Right now I'm interested in getting the second bore on. Now, let's see if I can get it back in. Well, not quite as far, but high enough for me to reach the... It still feels, Bob, like there's a lot of fragmental material down there.
I copied that, Gino. Good luck.
That was an interesting little exercise. Well, I got the boron right anyway.
Well, shit.
Okay, Jack, as long as it's only 1 foot high at 10 foot away, that's satisfactory.
Okay.
Bob, the leak's deployed. The line and the level bubble is just touching the inner ring.
Copy that.
Hey, Bob, did you get anything from the outside?
Watch that cable, Jack. Roger, we started to tell you that when you had the question, and we're getting some lockup on the data.
Keep an eye on it, because I'm not happy with the level.
Okay, we'll get back with you on that.
I'll check it. Maybe check it. Yeah.
The LEAM is the Lunar Ejecta and Meteorites Experiment.
I found a way to get over cables. Did you... Still deploying, nothing. You're all right. It's coming out a little. Mark. Wouldn't you know it? Okay, I'm backing in, Bob.
Okay, got it up.
Brian, chance to have any heat flow data yet?
No, Gino, we don't have the heat flow turned on yet.
Right? Oh, that's right. Okay. I
think that's right.
Okay, I'm about to give you your number. Oh, God darn it. A couple times. Clean as a whistle. Clean as a whistle.
Well, just like I thought. Antenna doesn't want to go in.
Is that the number three section
there? Yeah, man.
Yes, sir, Bob.
Roger. Beautiful.
Well, it's the last one I got. I guess we'll find out when I put the probe in. I think they're all in there. Okay, I'm about ready to deploy some geophones.
Okay, Jack, did you get the antenna into that propeller? Okay, and that's what...
Yes.
Good enough.
Bob, I occasionally hit stuff and it sticks its whole tail back at me. Knocks it back about a half an inch or so, and then it'll bite through it.
Okay.
My general impression is that there's an awful lot of fragments I'm busting up down there. About that last 6 inches, I really came into something hard. But it's down all the way.
Beautiful, Gino.